you know, I'm disappointed. Didn't like the energy we started the game with. And with that said, we couldn't make a shot. And had some really good looks, especially early. And we lost the game from the 3 minute, 3:23, I think, was the media timeout. We lost the game from there to I had to call timeout with 15. We went from up one to down 13. Just didn't play very smart during that stretch. And with that said, North Carolina is really good. They're really playing well, making shots. Bullock and Harrison, tough matchups. And we got down, we fought back, cut it to 6, and then had 2 bad defense possessions in a row. They went back up 11. Disappointing. I'm just disappointed. I wanted to be better tonight, and we weren't. Thought the crowd was great again. And they're good. Carolina played well.
Patrick, Mark, was your aim to have the offense center more around the outside shooting tonight?
We really didn't have a low post game. I didn't mean to cut you off, but they doubled the post. Got good looks. Got to knock them down. We the first play of the game, we made a bad decision. We had Logan open for a 3, and Des turned it over trying to do something. But probably a few too many 3s. You know, we're running on the break. Nick should have went in for a layup. He pops for a 3, which makes no sense to me at this point. Just got to keep coaching them. Best you can. But Carolina had to be good. They were really good, especially Bullock.
You guys knocked on the door a few times. Looked like you would break through. Was there any reason why you just weren't able to get over that hump? Or was some of that North Carolina just hitting shots?
We got up 25-24, and I felt really good. I thought, okay, we haven't made a shot. Our defense is getting better. I felt really good. And had to sub a lot of guys because we were tired. And that lineup didn't do a very good job, and I only had them in for a minute. But it's a 2-point game. They miss a free throw. We don't box out. Tip it out. Harrison makes a layup. And then Nick goes 1-on-4, and we're supposed to be going last shot. And then they hit a 3 to go up 7. So it could have been tied or down 2 at half instead of a 7. That's big against a good team. So it's part of the process, I guess.
Coach, is there anything encouraging about the press?
And I know everybody gets caught up in that. It's easy to come back, guys. When you're down 16, you're just playing loose and all that kind of stuff. But to come back and win's different, okay? And did the press help us? Yeah. Did it help? Yeah, it gave us a chance. I just don't think that's the answer. And I just don't think it's the answer, okay? We pressed Georgia Tech. It killed us. We press at Boston College. It killed us. So I don't think it's the answer. But what we did tonight is we let our offense affect our defense. And we didn't guard well enough. We got to guard better than that. Don, I don't just go ahead.
Alex got off to a pretty good start. And after that, it just didn't seem, I don't know if it was they were double-teaming him or he just wasn't.
Yeah, good start to you. Maybe not a good start to me. Okay, we got him a wide open lob. Okay, and then he had 2 pick up loose balls dunks. Okay, when we threw him the ball, not much happened.
Jacob, it seemed like you guys really stuck to trying to go big in the beginning, and then maybe switch to small lineup in the second half. Is that an adjustment that you tried to make?
Yeah, that's what we did. I don't know. We went big. We weren't having it. You know, it was 25-24. They're explosive, but 3 to go in a half. So we were guarding, and then we tried to make it a rat race. Knew they'd keep shooting quickly, and but when the game was on the line, 6-53-47, they scored 2 in a row, so couldn't get a stop.
Jake, last question:
what did you tell your guys in that locker room?
That's between us. Thanks, guys.